Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. My friend Cindy McFadden tells a story of a family that she knows where their children will discover gems when they're out walking. Like, oh, here's something in the crack of the sidewalk. And that even they went and had it analyzed, and the gem dealer was kind of like, yeah, we don't know what this stone is. So presumably the angels are scattering gems from heaven. That's pretty nice. For me, I would say I don't normally get gems. I get feathers, but there are feathers often in my path, and I appreciate it. So this is always kind of just deep at the back of my mind. If I were someday to discover a gem strewn in my path, I would be very happy. So there was a day I was down in the pasture with the Lord, and I was walking and praying, and it must have been a warm enough day that I had my sleeves rolled up, and all of a sudden there was this little tap on my shoulder. It felt a little bit like a raindrop, and it felt so much like a raindrop, I looked up at the sky to just verify that no, it wasn't indeed raining and it was a clear sky, which it was. And in the lower pasture, I just either make a loop if it's dry enough, or if it's been raining recently, I kind of make a U-shaped walking back and forth. And this was one of those U-shaped days. And so I walked about 10 more steps, and I thought, what if the Lord just dropped a jewel from heaven on my arm? That would be fun. I should go check. And that was such a random thought. I mean, to go from like, was it a raindrop or was it a jewel? I mean, why would I even think that? That makes very little sense to me. But I went back and kind of looked a little bit, and as with any pasture area, there's the place that I've walked and mashed down because I do walk the same route. But right off to the side, it's only about a foot wide, right off to the other side, it's fully grown with grass and whatever else. So not exactly conducive to looking for what might be a non-existent jewel. And so I was like, well, that's fine. It was kind of a fun thought. I'll just keep going about my day. And, you know, what was that little tap? It maybe was a bug or something. Who knows? And then the next morning, I was getting ready for my day, and I went to put on earrings and realized that I had forgotten to change out my earrings the night before. And in fact, I only had one earring in. And this was a set of earrings that a friend of mine had made and given to me. And they had a little, probably a little seed pearl on them, precious because of the love with which they were given. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, I have an idea of where that is. I bet that that is in the lower pasture where I thought maybe there were jewels falling from heaven. And I mean, I still did my due diligence. I looked in my sheets and looked around on the floor, but my house isn't that big and there aren't that many hiding places. And so I went down to the lower pasture earlier than normal because I really was ready to recover my earring. And so I thought, you know, it could be in the place where I was resting yesterday. I put my sweatshirt off and on several times, so I kind of glanced around there, but I really was like, no, I suspect it's going to be in this particular section of the path. And so I walked back, and sure enough, it did not take multiple looks. It was just lying there in the path, not obvious enough that if I wasn't looking, I would have noticed it, but because I was looking, it was extremely plain. And so I say that because I think sometimes we have these little whimsical thoughts like, oh, perhaps there are jewels dropping from heaven that make really no real logical sense. And yet that was enough for me to say, oh, it wasn't jewels from heaven, but it was pearl earrings from my ears that were dropping. And so I think I just want to ask, Lord, that you would bless our imagination, that you would bless and quicken our ability to hear your voice, that when there is a funny message like that yesterday, you know, I actually literally turned aside and went back and looked because I was so taken with that thought. Like, if the Lord is going to send jewels in my path, I want to be welcoming of them. And then So when an earring was missing, it was like, well, that's actually the logical connection between a jewel that I'm looking for and the resting place, the hiding place. So Lord, I just am asking for you to give more examples of that. I want more examples in my life. I want more examples in the lives of those who listen. Lord, I'm asking that you would also be recovering the things that are lost. That was actually the second earring that went missing in probably in the first 3 months of the year, 2024. And so I have recovered both of them. One of them was a tiny little heart-shaped stud. And I recovered both the stud itself and the backing. I mean, how is this even possible in all of the places that I walk in any given day that I would recover both halves of that little earring? And so, Lord, you are gracious to me in this. And so I'm asking for an extension that people would hear and say, oh, what you did for Amy, do it for me as well. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.